T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 6:47 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Big opioid maker Purdue Pharma declares bankruptcy.
Two.
Nationwide gasoline prices down 3 cents over the past 3 weeks.
One.
General Motors on strike. 50,000 workers walk out. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Over the weekend, the gasoline prices did come down just a little bit. Not very much out there. I'm still seeing a lot of 225 gallon gasoline prices out there, but the best I've seen so far this morning is at 31st Street South and K-15. It's about a 224 gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 91 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, 94. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 71. Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 89. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 69 degrees with Steve and Ted at 6:48 on this Monday morning. And Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker's here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Don. You have an exciting weekend?
Yeah, Autumn and Art.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Went Friday night to the event, and then I helped break it down on Sunday, and went a little bit for Saturday, and worked around the house again. But Autumn and Art, that's a great event.
Where is it?
Well, Bradley Fair Parkway, okay, they close off the whole street there, and then Bradley Fair cooperates, nicely, and a lot of the businesses have a presence there as sponsors and everything, and
All right.
A good deal.
The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage: what is your favorite attraction at the Kansas State Fair? Now, the State Fair, of course, ended yesterday.
Pronto Pups.
We're going to close down this question. The stage acts, the concerts, 5%. The amusement rides, 5%. Pig races got 18%.
Wow. How about the chickens?
The food got 25%, and the exhibits got 48%.
Yes, yes, yes.
So among our website visitors, a Steve and Ted poll question, the exhibits are the most popular item at the fair,
yeah,
which is over for this year.
Didn't now include people watching.
Oh, man. See,
that would be pig races.
That's one of the exhibits. That's one of the exhibits.
Yeah.
And the butter sculpture this year was Wizard of Oz.
Is that what it was?
Dorothy and Toto, Scarecrow, okay. Tin Man,
wow.
Lion. Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah. That was a lot of butter.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Today's new question on the webpage: what is your preferred grocery checking bagging option? Reusable?
Yeah.
Plastic or paper? Go to the web poll and find out at our website, knssradio.com. Where do you guys come in? My favorite, my preferred would be reusable, but
I agree with you.
Sometimes it's just,
I feel guilty when you see all these pictures of all this plastic floating in the oceans.
Yeah.
So I feel terrible throwing away a plastic bag. You know, it seems yeah. I know it's working, whatever that lobby is.
The S&P 500 notched its third straight weekly gain Friday, even as the major U.S. stock indexes ended the day mostly lower. The S&P 500 slipped 2 points Friday, but moved closer to its all-time high with a gain of about 1% for the week. The Dow Jones average posted its eighth straight gain Friday, rising 37 points, and the technology-heavy NASDAQ fell 18 points. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, talking about teachers and students and loan debt.
Student loans, yes. You know, it may seem counterintuitive. Some of the most important workers in the American landscape, the ones charged with molding the next generation of our country's leaders and workers, are among the lowest paid. Teachers not only educate, they are role models, and they often act in a parental role, unfortunately. Not only have they expressed dissatisfaction with low wages, overstaffed classrooms, and overstuffed classrooms, rather, and underfunding for much-needed classroom supplies, they are among the biggest population of student loan debt holders. Fishbowl, a social media application, surveyed more than 10,000 workers about student loans. They surveyed teachers, advertising and marketing professionals, management consultants, and accountants. Nearly 65% of teachers had outstanding student debt. Teaching professionals also had the lowest number of those who never took out student loans. And probably due to their lower pay, they had the lowest percentage among professionals surveyed of paid-up loans. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, a high school teacher's median pay was about $60,000. Middle school teachers averaged about $59,000 and elementary about $58,000. Post-secondary teachers with a PhD or master's degree collected nearly $90,000 as their median salary. Management consultants from the survey by Fishbowl had the lowest percentage of student loan debt, just 30% saying that they had taken out student loans. They had median pay of about $84,000, according to the BLS. Loan forgiveness programs for educators exist, and the National Education Association reports the Education Department has failed to live up to administering those programs. So no relief for those teachers just yet. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Teachers, do they, they've kind of, I don't know why they've slipped
in pay?
In the way that some people perceive them. I think most people still think, you know, they're a very valuable part of our
world. other countries, they are revered like doctors and lawyers and all that, and they are paid accordingly. And I just don't see why we aren't doing it here.
I mean, the Americans don't put much of a premium on intelligence.
Yeah, that may be it.
that's
smart.
Today is National Working Parents Day, paying tribute to those parents who work to provide for their family. You know, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports around 61% of families with children have both parents working outside the home.
Wow.
That number increases to nearly 65% for families with the youngest child at least 6 years old.
Wow.
My wife and I were able to, we have two children, and we were able to, when they were very young, Shelly was to stay at home with them for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And then he would go to the babysitter, or they would go to preschool and stuff like that. But they weren't in the expensive health care today. Oh, my gosh, it's expensive.
Oh, health care and child care.
I mean, child care. I meant to say child care.
Oh, God. If you're in big cities, I mean, it's equal to somebody's salary.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, and there's another thing that's too bad, but you got to take care of the kids when mom and dad are at work.
Exactly.
Ted, your mom worked outside the home, did she?
Yes,
not?
She did.
She was at, where was she, at Capon?
She was at Capon Mount Carmel for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know what that's like. You had to go home and fix the beans for all those siblings of yours.
No, I didn't.
Here's your chance.
He ate the beans.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Working Parents Day. All right, guys. Thank you, 6:55 right. Here on a Monday morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at all the news, including General Motors workers on strike this morning. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.